It's easier to it's easier to use. It has a better meter movement than that. And the Mark V will take you well up into the upper OT levels. Well up into the upper OT levels, and then only when we get into this point where we're having a huge floating TA and the bottom of the sensitivity and we're looking for tiny reads, are we ever going to need any other kind of meter. Any of the free zone meters are sufficient for that. We build meters. Ralph Hilton designed a printed circuit board that we use. We build meters from. They're very good. We got about a quarter of an inch overshoot and a stop. You know, the needle will stop bouncing and then a tenth of a second, 2/10 of a second. The Mark VI will bounce around for a second and a half. Mark V will probably bounce around for a quarter of a second. So this is the main thing that you're going to look for in any kind of meter, is that the needle movement is accurate and it doesn't have a lot of overshoot, doesn't have a lot of undershoot. And of course, the ideal meter would be one that is completely software controlled. It has no comm lag at all. It has no overshoot, undershoot, anything else. The needle or the display goes exactly to where it's at, where it should be, and it just stays there. So, like I said, I'm not going to go into the exact whys and wherefores of why do these mental image pictures change a body's resistance. That would be a subject of an entire different lecture, and it would also cover why you'll get a floating needle in erasure and why the TA goes up as a person looks at these painful incidents and so forth. This is a purely mechanical discussion of the meter. So I hope this has been of some use to you. There's been a lot of confusion about the meters, mostly because they were the holy of holies and you couldn't take them apart, and they were a spiritual counseling device, and there's a lot of mystery put on it, a lot of mystery, and now I'm supposed to, and what it really is just a sensitive ohm meter. It's not magical, it's not even spiritual, it's just a physical universe object. It does measures physical universe stuff, and it has its built-in errors because it is the physical universe. It has batteries that degrade at a certain rate. It can be, the design can be improved upon. It's just a physical universe meter, and it's just measuring the difference of the body's resistance. And what happens when they thinks and they look at these mental image pictures and they look at all this mass and charge and things moving around? That's the only thing that's happening, is that we're looking at this mass on the meter. We're seeing the various manifestations. We're seeing the various charges. We're seeing things come in on the PC, drive the TA up, and as they race, the TA will come down. And when it comes down into where the body would be pretty much if it was dead, you know, a clear read, then we're going to experience a floating needle. And as a person becomes more and more and more disconnected from the bank, as the bank is erased more and more, we're going to see wider and wider and wider floating needles. We're going to start to see floating tone arms. And we're going to see the PCs think, making huge changes in the meter, where at the beginning his think made hardly any changes in the meter at all. You get a case that you come in and you turn the sensitivity all the way up and you try to find something on this meter and you can't get a tick out of it for nothing. Well, the person's below metered auditing is going to be giving that hand, look at that wall. And you would run self-analysis, or you'd run a CCHs, you'd run something like this on the preclear until you got him up to the point where his think was actually doing something to his bank. And at that time, you could put him on a meter, and you would do very well. When you get into the upper OT levels, then you'll have some necessity to have a sensitive meter that will find small reads through a floating TA. And you're going to have some particular drills that will enable a person to do that. But a Mark 5 meter is a fine meter. The Mark 6 is a good meter, except it's got a really crappy meter movement in it. It bounces all over the place. But if you learn to read through the bounce, you'll be fine. It takes a lot longer to finish a course with a Mark 6 meter than it does a Mark 5 meter, simply because you're can't figure out what's going on. I mean, was that the needle bouncing, or was that the PC, or was that a body movement, or whatever? The meters that we build in the free zone are far superior to that. They're not perfect by any means. Like I said, it's a physical universe thing, but we don't have bouncy needle movements. We use a contemporary electronic design to calibrate the meter. There is no calibration. You turn it on, it's calibrated. And the needle movement is exactly, or very closely reflecting what is happening with the PC. And of course we have our computer meters, which are exactly, well, not really exactly, several thousand times a second worth of exactly telling you what's going on with the PC. Much farther, much higher than a human being can see. We have a limit to a meter. We have a limit to the sensitivity, and that limit is going to be what can a meat body move that tone arm and keep the needle on the dial. It's going to be limited by the physical ability of the auditor. If you get any more sensitive than that, it does you no good, because the needle is going bonkety, bonkety, bonkety all over the place, and the auditor can't even keep it on the dial. So we have an upper limit to a sensitivity boost that we can put on any kind of meter, and that limit is how fast can the auditor keep it on the dial. And when we go out of the body's ability to keep that tone arm moving around enough to keep the needle on the dial, then we're going to use software. And we go into computers, it'll do it, you know, just about as fast as we want to do it. So that is the future of meters. They're going to be running in laptops. We'll be able to record everything that happens in a session if we want, both video and audio. We can translate it or transfer it over the internet or through CD, mail it to a CS. He can look at the whole thing. Another good part of this C meter is that we can actually run it over the internet. A PC in one place in the world can be holding the cans, and the auditor can be in another place in the world looking at the PC's reads. There's about a half a second, a quarter to a half a second comm lag in the internet between here and Austria, and some of the tests that we've did that would limit the assessment value of the meter, because we have a half a second comm lag. We say hello, and half a second later we get back to the read. So we would, it's easy to do that. You would just have to compensate, knowing that there was a half a second there. You would have to assess, was that a break in affinity, reality, communication? You see, you would just assess things real slow if you were assessing it all. For the most part, it makes no difference, because the only thing we're really interested in is TA. And, you know, we're looking at 30, 40, 50, 200 divisions of tone arm to movement in an hour, and we don't need any kind of, we don't care if it's a quarter of a second or what. It makes no difference. We're running the TA out of a process, so it works fine in the grades processes. And the main thing is that we, because our archives, ICAUSE Church, is spread out all over the world, we're going to wind up with an auditor in one location and PCs in another location. So that is the future of the e-meter. I started building all kinds of meters, and first thing you know, I was soldering together a computer one resistor at a time. And that's when I gave up on trying to improve on the e-meter. I had built digital oscilloscopes where the heartbeat was in there. I had done a lot of things. And when it all boiled down to it, that's what I was winding up doing, was just building a whole computer. One thing at a time. And it's much easier just to go ahead and get a laptop, run the software on it, and be done with it, and you've got everything in there that you need. And we eventually going to design a meter shield with a computer screen on both sides, and the computer screen for the pre-clear Of course, you can have all your word list, you can have your dictionary, you can have everything there instead of trying to hold a dictionary open or a text volume or something like that and flip it page to page. You know, just click it with a mouse and it shows up over on the other side for the PC. You see, he never has to let go of the cans. He just sits there and reads it right off the computer screen. We can do away with all the books. We can do away with all of the various correction lists and forms and stuff that we need. This can all be run in the computer. Just pops up automatically. And we can even write software that will fill in the reads on the lines and how long they were and a tremendous amount of things. So the future of the e-meter is a computer. Not only will it hold all of the technology and everything that you need to do, but it's going to also be able to record the entire session. We can translate it or transmit it electronically to CS's. PC folders will be in the form of CDs, not in the form of great big piles of paper. It's going to improve things very much. So anyway, I've kind of went over all of the meters and gave you the basics on what they do. I hope that it's cleared up a lot of misunderstandings for you, or maybe no understandings, but they're nothing complicated about them. There's nothing holy about an e-meter. It's just a collection of resistors and transistors. And the skill of the auditor in interpreting the needle movement is going to a very large degree, determine the effectiveness of that auditor. And you need to do a good meter course, and you need to do it thoroughly, and you need to learn that meter, you know, like the back of your own head or the back of the inside of your own forehead or something. This is one thing that you're going to need very much. You're going to depend on it a lot, and there's no way that a person's going to make it on the upper OT sections without a meter and without being able to read one and read it very well and use it very well. So this is a tool that you need. This is a tool that you're going to have. Any of the meters will work. And as we progress along, we'll design a whole software program and everything else that'll just be run in a laptop. And when you're looking at a 1.2 or 1.4 gigahertz laptop with a 30 gig hard drive and 500 megs of memory for $1,200 or $1,300 or $1,400, it just makes no sense to pay $5,000 for an e-meter that you still got to write, and you still have to carry ink pens around and charge the batteries up on. So anyway, I'm going to conclude this lecture on that. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a very pleasant day.